Blog Talk Radio.
Need if you're not there for me to come home to.
through my love for you. You are me. So without you, there would be no me. Can I kiss you right now? Ever so gently on your upper lip. And as you close your eyes to absorb the sensation of my passion flowing from me into you, then back into me, I will recite this poem in celebration of the phenomenon known as you. You see, you are mine.
Sugar, thank you so much, Next Level, for that drop that always makes me feel like the queen that I am. Tonight, we are coming at you to discuss the aftermath of the election that we just had. Pardon me. But the aftermath of the election we just had. And some of the ramifications, and where do we go from here? I know that many of my listeners and my contributors were not fans of the president-elect, but we're going to discuss what to do now. Again, I am Black Coffee, your host of Black Coffee Talk, the CEO of Black Coffee Entertainment and Inspiration. Please look for my page for Black Coffee Entertainment and Inspiration on Facebook. So I want to have my co-host with his, oh, just attractive is the best way I can put it, self. Next Level, are you with me, honey?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Can you hear me?
We have to interject a little humor into tonight because I have been, I don't know about you, but I kind of been feeling some serious vibes coming from everywhere with regard to what happened Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So let's check in and see who else we got. Do you mind if we do that Next Level?
Go ahead, ma'am. Do your thing.
All right. We got a 229-881. Tell me who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, Black Coffee. This is Victor again. I'm tuning in. Wouldn't miss this for the world this week.
I understand. What about 814-884? Who do we have?
This is the new Deborah.
Okay, yeah.
This is the new Debbie.
Okay.
If
all
you
right,
remember
where
me.
You where
I'm
you
calling from
Pennsylvania. Oh, okay. Hey, Debbie.
Hi. How you doing?
Okay. All right. Okay, 229291.
No, that would be me, Adrian Woods. Hi, Black Coffee. Next Level, Debbie.
How you doing?
Very
good.
Well,
how
thank
are you?
Very well, thank you. Nice to be
okay,
on here.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just saying it's nice to be on here tonight.
Okay, and we have one more that I want to introduce to the round table before we get started with this topic. 229-343, introduce yourself and tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Joanne from Albany, Georgia.
All right, all right. Y'all, I have to start this conversation off by saying I freely admit that Wednesday was a day of mourning for me. I was mourning the fact that even though I knew that certain things were still alive and well in the U.S., I did not think that they could be featured this prominently and supported in an election for the highest office in the land. And so I had to spend the day mourning. I must admit that as hard as I appear, I shed a few tears. So I want to hear from everybody, starting with Next Level, what Wednesday morning was like for you.
Well, you know, first thing I did was just make sure I had all the bullets in my gun. That's the first thing I did. Then from there, you know, it was just like it is what it is. You know, we'll just see how it goes. I'm going to tell you what I was upset about was some of these Trump supporters. I think one group had attacked a Muslim woman, and I think another group had kind of terrorized, another group of Trump supporter males had actually terrorized a black woman at the gas pump. But then, you know, I saw this video. I guess it was in Chicago, my home. A Trump supporter pulled up to the light, and some young bucks pulled him out the car and beat him down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what
I saw that too.
And for some reason, I didn't feel too bad about it. You know what I mean? But because I'll say this, I don't like the fact that a group of men are attacking a group of Trump supporters. Are attacking women, you know what I mean? A Muslim woman, a black woman. But these guys, these were guys. They attacked another guy who was a Trump supporter. So, I mean, he got his ass whooped, but he could have fought back. You know what I'm saying? So I don't feel too bad about that. Was it right? No, but it ain't no more. It isn't any righter or any more correct. I think it's even more. I think these guys are cowards running up on women. You know what I'm saying? If you really want to, if you really want to flex your Trump wings, you know where you can find the brothers that run up on them and make it a fair fight, you know? So other than that, though, I've been watching the news, and Trump has really been kind of backing down from some of his rhetoric. They said, well, you know, you said some things that were pretty inflammatory, and he said, basically, I did what I had to do to win. But I think his back is up against the wall, and I don't really think that he can go forward with the madness that he was talking about, because people are upset. They're protesting all over the country right now. So, you know, I think it was something that needed. I think this needed to happen. I think we needed to be slapped in the face and woke up, because some of us was really sleeping. I got some other comments. I'll bring them up a little later. But, yeah, I think we needed this, man. This is a wake-up call to get everybody back on point.
I think that as well, but you know, you brought up something, and we're going to move on after I inject this. But the pictures I've seen of Donald Trump since the win, since he won, has been kind of like, Scooby-Doo talking about Rutlow. So,
what have I got myself into for real? It really happened.
Right. Yeah. Now, I just got notification that we've been joined by someone, and I would like for you to introduce yourself. If you just joined, I got notification that the name is Satan. Okay. I don't think Satan can stand up in the light of day, so we gonna move on from that. So
I wish he had came on, man. I was waiting for him. Oh, come on now, Satan. We
look, I
lines
got some
open. There ain't no scary people here. This ain't the 60s no more.
Mm-hmm. Honey, we ain't got none of that. But
nope, I've been
next. I want to hear from Mr. Victor down there in Albany, Georgia. Can you give us how you felt on Wednesday?
I think I had a short introduction when I first came on, and I was actually had my hands full, but I'd like to say good evening to everyone that's tuned in and that's on the air tonight. But Black Coffee, there's a lot that I can say. There's a lot that everybody has to say about this. We were all disappointed when the results came out. And but honestly, when we're talking about politics, we all know, we've been around politics for a while, that politics is a dirty game. It's a dirty game, and anything can happen, and it was proven this week. Outside of all that, and the way that we all feel about what was going on and what the results were, we still have to realize that one thing, that we cannot change it at this point. So we have to find some solution to deal with it. This is not the first time that we've had to deal with presidents that we did not agree with. And once that's established, then we move on. We try to figure out what it is the best course of action for us to do to make sure that we're taken care of, because we all know that he's not going to do anything to take care of us. So now it's come back to the point where we have to take care of ourselves again. We have to reestablish that village that we had once upon a time. And we have to start taking care of each other and allowing other people to take care of us also, including our kids and ourselves. If we don't do that, then we're going to fall victim to his plan.
Right. Go ahead.
But I'm just saying that's where I am. That's where my thought process is at this point. I've gotten past the anger of it all. Now I have to get back to some logical thinking. So that's where I am right now. I'm thinking what it is that I need to do for me, for my family, for my friends, in order for us to still progress and still be taken care of. We all know that the president only has certain powers. And unfortunate for him, although he's part of the Republican Party, the Republicans do not agree with him. They really do not. They don't like him. They don't endorse him. So there's going to be a lot of pulling and tugging between those people in the same party, those that chose to back him and those that chose not to back him, who happen to be part of the same political party. So they're going to be busy with each other. Believe it or not, I don't think they're going to have very much time to worry about or try to do us much harm. I think President Barack Obama was smart enough to earmark money for certain programs, certain people, including the veterans and the less fortunate people. So once they earmark those monies, then there's nothing that anybody could do with it. They can't change it. They can't do anything with it. I think he was smart enough to make sure that his plans are going to stay right where they are. So we'll wait and we'll see.
And, you know, Victor, for me, I'm much more concerned. I'm much more concerned with what this means as far as the people we deal with every day than I am what's going to go on in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know there are checks and balances there. Mm-hmm. But my concern is more what this has told us about the Americans we share soil with.
Mm-hmm. It's told us just what we already knew. It just happens to be hitting us in the face now. The race issue has never been something that we had a second thought about. We already know all of this stuff that we see that's hitting us in the face up front, and now they're saying what they've always thought should not even be a surprise to anybody. If it is a surprise to anybody, then they've been under a rock. Because the race, the divide was always there. It was always there.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody just said it out loud. We felt it all along. We saw the subtle hints of it. But now we got a guy out there that says, it's okay for you to say it out loud. And that's exactly what they're doing. The only problem is that unlike the 60s, that now you have some people, and I'm talking about our young black African Americans, you have some people that are not going to just lay down and march down the street and be quiet and say, okay, you beat me, but I'm going to just be quiet. I'm going to still march. No, they're not going to do that. And that was an indication with what we mentioned, you mentioned earlier about the attack on the Trump supporter by those young black men. Now, what they didn't tell or what they're not telling is how did that confrontation happen? It happened when that particular Trump supporter exited his vehicle to relay his support for Trump to those young black African American, and they just did not accept it, so to speak.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Did he? Okay. Well, I saw the video. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I might have missed something. But I didn't see him get out the car and say anything to them.
You're not going to see that part because that's not the part that the media wants you to see. It's just like the parts that are left out of the Trayvon Martin situation or the Michael Brown situation or any other African-American that had a confrontation with either a white person or the police or whatever the case may be, those portions of those videos are not shown intentionally.
Okay, because the capture said that they beat him up because they thought that he voted for Trump.
No.
Well, that's what I mean.
How would they even know if he didn't tell
them? Well, that's what I'm saying. See, that part I didn't understand because it said they thought that he voted for Trump.
I'll say this. I've been part of the law enforcement community for over 25 years now.
Yeah.
And I know what takes place as far as videos that are released, what portion of videos are released, what statements are released. I've been in the news media. I've had to I've given reports to the news media and whatnot. A lot of this stuff is scripted. It's given out based on what reaction they want to get from the general public.
Right. And I edit videos, so I know I can take the video, move it around, make it seem like whatever happened didn't happen.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been to court on several occasions, and I've done several interviews where certain parts of my interview was not presented in court on purpose.
Right. And I've been in law enforcement too. And I have actually, and I can say it now, I've been in law enforcement. I've been in And I actually have beat somebody ass on purpose,
yeah,
and went in there and wrote the statement a certain way and was able to walk.
Yeah. So my point in that whole statement is that what they say, only believe half of the stuff you see and none of the stuff you hear.
Mm-hmm. And if people if he was just that disillusioned, see, Trump then got these guys trumped up to whereas if he really thought that, I guess he was all gassed up that he could actually go into the hood,
yes,
in Chicago and get out his car and say, I voted for Trump, and not get his ass handed to him. I mean, they could have killed him. He actually got a pass. They could have killed him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they got to recognize this ain't the 60s where you could get out, hey, boy, and no, they ain't having that. I'm not having that.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think that's the problem that they're going to run into when these extreme supporters of Trump start to try and exercise what they're really thinking or how they feel. They're going to run into some opposition. So that'll take care of itself. But like I say, one of my main concerns is what do we need to do, especially as a people, to overcome, to use a cliche-ish statement, to overcome again. And move forward and not really worry about, you know, what this guy is doing or can do. So we'll see.
And, you know, I want to also hear Adrian and Deborah's feelings about what happened, how they felt on Wednesday. So, Adrian, I want to open it up to you. How did you feel on Wednesday?
Well, actually, I kind of watched CNN until about 2 in the morning. When they kind of knew he had won, and I was really disappointed. But you know, there's an old saying: the hierarchy of likability is basically the white man, the black woman, the black man, and the white woman. So Hillary Clinton, even though she has 40 years plus in politics, that hierarchy is still alive and well. So I kind of knew she was going to have an uphill battle, but I'm not really surprised that he won, because I think like Next Level and Victor said, you know, we've been living with this false sense of security that we've come so far that we don't have that kind of racism anymore. But you know, this show that is still there, live and well, and we always have to be aware of it. Now I see it every day in business. I have to give a low bid on many jobs because we are a black company, and the only way we can get it to beat five other white companies is to underbid. So I know that there is systematic racism, and when those people offer the exact same thing we're offering, but we have to underbid because we sometimes that's the only way to get the job. So there's still systematic racism, and there's still just blatant racism. I mean, we live in Albany, Georgia, but I don't see a lot of it here. I gotta admit, I don't see a lot of it here because we still have that country feel here where everybody kind of looks out for each other, whether you're black or white. But there are places all over the country where you had just had blatant racism. And the thing that scares me the most are the children. The children are crying and asking their parents, you know, are they gonna be hurt? The little Muslim children and you know the little
exactly
those,
exactly
those are the ones that I'm worried about because I've been reading things about them coming home crying because someone said this and someone did that, and it's going back to calling the little boys and girls niggers again and writing it on bulletin boards, and that's the kind of thing that I worry about the most. Not so much the adults, I think we know we can take care of ourselves, but I worry about the children.
Well, they're going to be radicalized.
I think they thought
they
were
right
in a better
now.
World.
Yeah. Well, then now they know they're not, and they're going to be radicalized.
Right.
It's like, no, please,
yeah.
Because they're only going to take for so much. You know, I just think that with this, all of this stuff that's going on, they needed to see what's really happening because they've had the luxury of being asleep. So
yes,
when these little Muslim kids and the little black kids get a taste of this, because like I said, they ain't the same ones. They might cry
okay.
for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. But
yes,
they'll definitely, their parents will definitely make them aware that, you know, you don't have to take this. This is not something you have to take. You know, they're going to become aware.
Sure, we have a abbreviated show tonight. We only have an hour, and I want to make sure we get Deborah and Joanne in with their thoughts as well. Deborah?
Yes. What about the biracial children?
Exactly.
You know, my grandbabies, all my grandbabies are biracial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm concerned about them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand that.
In most cases, though, they're seen as black, though. You know what I mean?
Well, that's how they feel. I mean, when they my granddaughters, they consider themselves black.
Right.
Even though their father is white. And my daughter's been married for like 18 years to the same man. And she's only been with this man. And he's a good man. And he's good to her. So, that's my concern. I'm concerned about that. My baby.
Yes, the children.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You know, well, because you know what? They don't get harassed by blacks as much as they do by whites. So they just got to pick a side, man.
Right.
And do what needs to be done.
Well, baby.
This is real now. We can't pretend it ain't no more. You know what I mean?
That's
it's real.
True.
It's happening. Mm-hmm.
And, Deborah, I also want to address, you know, I have a girlfriend who is just like your daughter. She's been married to her husband for over 20 years. And they have children that are biracial. She's black. He's white. One of the things that he does that she and I talked about with this whole thing going on, she and I talked about the fact that he talks to his children, their children, with the reality of them being black.
So does Chris.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think what the thing about this is that our children, whether they are biracial, whether they aren't biracial, whether, you know, because as dark as I am, I have some in me. You know,
of course you do.
Exactly.
No.
We all do.
Inbreeding was
real.
Right.
Master was all over the place.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And this is an opportunity. One of the things that she and I talked about, my girlfriend that I was talking about, one of the things she and I talked about is that this is going to be even more of a uniting factor for her children than it was before, because we ain't going to have time to fight each other about being biracial and this and the other. We really have to be on the watch for, you know, those that are firmly in the other in the other camp. But Joanne, are you still there? I really want your contribution.
Yes, I'm still here.
Tell us what you felt on Wednesday.
On Wednesday, I didn't stay up long enough to hear the decision. So when I got up that morning, I turned on my TV to see, you know, who was the president. And when I saw who won, I turned my TV off. I was totally disgusted. I could not believe that this man was actually put in that position. I just could not believe it. It just made my stomach turn. My whole day was gloomy. Cause I just knew that this was not going to happen.
Right.
But in turn, it did. And I just could not believe it. I just could not believe it.
And what I realized too, and what I found out, is that when Barack Obama won the first time and the second time, that's how a lot of white people were feeling, that they had control of America.
America was never theirs. They stole America.
Right.
Exactly.
They're used to having what they stole. You know what I mean?
Right.
So even though the Congress still had control over the country, it was the fact that a black man was placed in that leadership. I mean, there was a lot of racist white people that couldn't even sleep at night. So this was their turn. You know what I mean? And this is our
but
time
you know,
to kind of feel what they felt. That's why they got united and pushed for him. You know what I mean? Because they
right.
want to make sure that this would not happen again. And a lot of us didn't vote. I didn't vote. You know what I mean? I was just like, whatever. Yeah. I didn't. I'm a part of the problem. You know what I mean? But for me, though, I'm going to be honest with you. I was just like, you know what? Let it come. Because I just think I think they need to see that there's a new generation. There's a new generation of people out here that's ready. Just like that white man got out and had the audacity to do that. You know, did you hear about these some more Trump supporters decided they were going to go down to this black mosque and protest like they've been doing the white mosque. See, they go to the Muslim mosque and they protest and they have the Muslims kind of terrified. But they went down to the black mosque, and when they got down there, guess what? The Black Panthers was outside waiting for them. Then another group, they surrounded them. Them white people had to call the police to get up out of there. This was in Dallas. And they said, yo, don't bring us down here. We ain't just taking the
city
no more. If you come down here
right.
to protest, they had guns. They had guns outside waiting for them. You know what I mean? So this is, I think that, you know, I think I seem like I'm talking a lot of violence and everything tonight. But, you know, I've been going through a lot of training. We just went through, like, active shooter training and hostage negotiation and stuff like that. This is real, man. You know what
man,
I mean?
Yes,
man. It's real. I'm combat ready. I got double shooting, everything. And I'm like, yo, when they had this thing, they do said, when they were like, well, you know, we need to pray and we need to sing. He got up. He said, do any,
no.
any of y'all own a gun? And nobody raised their hand. You know what I mean? And y'all got to wake up, man. Y'all been singing. I sound like Malcolm X. Y'all been singing and praying on this ever since y'all became free. Y'all been singing and praying about this, and this is, and you know what I mean? It's
wait
like it's time to rise up.
Next level.
Not
next
rise
level.
Up,
yes, next
it's time
level.
To rise
even,
up. Yeah.
Huh?
Even before,
right.
it was declared, I'm not going to say we free. I'm going to say even before slavery was declared, the obvious slavery was declared illegal.
We ain't never
been free. But
we ain't never been free. You're right. We ain't never been free.
We've been getting murdered.
Even before that.
You know what? Listen, there's towns in Alabama, in Georgia, even in the Midwest. They had a radio show about this, on a white radio station, that if you black, you got to be your ass up out of there before it get dark.
Exactly.
This is still going on.
Where is this at?
All over the United States, not just in the South.
Y'all calm down. I know this is a subject, but we gotta get ready to go to a commercial. But I do want to say Google Sundown Town. But we're gonna go ahead and go to the commercial.
Yeah.
We're going into commercial now, and I'll bring us back in, and there are a couple of things that I need to say, and then we can move on.
I'm feeling some type of way.
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
And somebody get next level of tranquilizer.
He hyped it ready, honey. He hyped it ready. And all I know is
somebody
needs
I got
I
you.
Somebody need to teach me to shoot. Somebody need to teach me to shoot because I'm getting a gun.
Me too.
I'll teach you to shoot. Don't worry about it. I'll teach you to shoot.
Okay, thank you.
Are we off?
Lord,
are we off air right now? We in commercial?
No.
Yeah, we getting ready to go.
Commercial. Well, I guess we ain't gonna have our break.
Shoot him in the booty.
You're You're listening to the Black Coffee Show with your host, Black Coffee, and your co-host, me, The Next Level, on WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio. We're coming to you every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be keeping you up to date on current events and love and relationships. No chasers, no fillers. This is definitely classy grown folks radio, y'all. So tune in, or if you want to get involved with the conversation or just listen, call in at 516-387-1251. Black coffee, y'all. So sweet, she don't even need no sugar.
I guess we didn't actually have a commercial. We just took a break so that I could feel special. So,
okay.
So, with that, Black Coffee is going to talk for a second. But there are a couple of things that seem to be a running thread through this conversation that we've had. And that is that this has been a wake-up call for so many of us. And I know for me, you know, I felt compelled to do a post saying, you know, Donald Trump wants to make America great again. Let's help him. Let's help him by encouraging our children to be 10 times better like we used to. By putting together, no matter what race, gender, sexual orientation, whatever, you know, that type of thing. But today,
right.
Y'all, today I had a white woman approach me that I work with, and she was just as disgusted about this situation as I have been. And she put a bug out there, and which I am considering, and she asked me about running for office. And I don't know if they want me, y'all, but I figure if Donald Trump could get away with the stuff he said and get elected, we might be able to turn my mouth loose and get me elected.
Well, you know, it's a double standard, though. It's a double standard. Yeah. You know what I mean? Barack
couldn't
have said half the stuff he said when he was running for president that Donald Trump said.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Not even
exactly
a quarter of it. He couldn't have said five of them words. You know, the better.
No.
You know?
But you know what? Can I say something? Can I say something? Yeah. Okay. When Barack became president, okay, everybody was saying, I don't know if y'all was hearing this, like, oh, they're going to shoot him or something. You know, they're going to shoot him or whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody attempted that. They didn't make no pinatas of him and burnt it and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? They didn't do that with him.
They did intercept a couple guys that were trying to do it. You know,
really?
They stopped them. Mm-hmm. They stopped them. But
well, yeah.
But it's like
it wasn't like rampant like I thought it was gonna be though. I thought really they were
no,
trying to shoot
it wasn't.
Every day.
And he served 2 terms. Okay.
Well, some stuff really would have got tore up though too, if that would have happened. You know what I mean? You gotta understand something too. No, really, though, but this whole thing is really based upon the fear of us. You know, they can say they might
that's
say,
like,
you know, they get in their little Donald Trump rallies and everything like that, and they say what they say.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, they're afraid of us. You know what I mean?
That's
exactly.
Right. That's right.
They're afraid
that's
of
right.
us.
Mm-hmm.
I've had
that's
these situations
right.
that have happened to me where, you know, a person, because they said something crazy to me, And when I grabbed them by the throat, instead of fighting me, they were like, oh, what did I do? You can just see the fear in their eyes. You know what I'm saying? So, am I saying too much? But anyway, I'm just
No, you're not.
No, they've always been afraid of us. They've always been afraid.
You said, yeah, if you say something to me, because, you know, I'm from this, a lot of us, you know, black men, we all grew up around death and murder. You know what I mean? Growing up in the hood, that's something that we're accustomed to. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we ain't going to, like, black men who have sense, like me and the brother on there, we know about death, but we're not trying to take that out to nobody else. You know what I mean? We've been
that's
around
right.
it. We've seen it. We're moving past it. We want to do for our families. We want to lead it by example. But don't try me, man. You know what I mean? Because I'm really trying to be this guy than I am right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on this every day. But if you come up here with some nonsense, it's going to be something different. You know what I mean? It's going to be quick, and I'm going to enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? So
kind of like,
but,
kinda like what Samuel Jackson told the guy in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
But don't try me.
Don't try me, because I will become, you know, what I need to be in order to alleviate the threat. That's all we've been working on.
That's right.
On, because you got to understand something. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and you spoke of the gentleman, but the lady, well, the people on the line from Albany remember who I used to be as well.
Hello.
Hello. Right.
Black coffee's a little watered down.
I'm trying to be that woman,
but there are women standing behind their men who are just like me as well. So it ain't like we gonna let you take our men down either.
That's what I'm saying. When that group went to that black mosque, it was black women standing out there. Matter of fact, the one that they showed on the picture was a black woman with a shotgun.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So we all
and
a regular
not,
Angela Davis.
Let's not forget last year was it 2 years ago when the Klan tried to have all these little rallies in different towns. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I even showed them that it's not 1962. Oh, they showed them. So
what
it worked out too good.
It's not the same.
Carolina. Did you hear about that? They
talked
about having one to celebrate Trump's victory in North Carolina.
What happened?
The black people will be there too. They're going to hold a support Trump rally on the 3rd, December 3rd
in
North Carolina.
In North Carolina. I don't know where it is in North Carolina, but they're going to have a victory parade. Yeah.
Listen. The black people have already started posting on those things from North Carolina. They're posting it ain't gonna go down like that.
And they might want to rethink their plan.
No, I want them to do it.
They're saying they're gonna take all of their hoods off, and they're gonna expose every one of them for who they are. And they're going to take pictures and put it on Facebook and everything. And they said they wish they would come dead with their hoods on. So
they're the ones who run the city. They're the ones who run the country. They don't need to be exposed. You know what I mean? We already know who they are. You know, when they said, you know, when all these Republicans came out, they said, well, when David Duke endorsed Donald Trump the first time, you know, all these Republicans came out and said this, that, and the other. And then David Duke said, okay, I'll tell you what. I got a list of people who I've endorsed who deal with me, and they're Republicans and Democrats. So say something else, and everybody just shut up. So, yeah, it goes across the board. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, we have to be ready. The people who pray, y'all need to pray. But the people who understand what it really is, we just need to be prepared in a lot of different ways, because if this is going to be psychological, because right now everybody's kind of just thrown off or whatever. But You know, we got to reset and understand, you know, what's about, what could happen. But we just need to be prepared because, like you said, this Klan rally, this will be the first step. Now, if they get out there and they get shut down, then they'll understand that, yo, this ain't the right way to go anymore.
Exactly.
Okay, my thing is this. We ain't asked to be over here. They brought us over here. So what's the problem?
We were kidnapped. So how are you going
to kidnap
everybody?
That's right. So we ain't asked to be
here.
That's right. We ain't asked to be here. Shit.
No. You're right about that, Debbie.
Calm down, Debbie.
I know. Look, I'm sipping on me. Huh?
Oh, Lord. Not Debbie drinking.
I'm just saying. We didn't ask to be here. So what is the problem?
But we're here now, though.
Y'all should have left us alone. We was fine where
we're
we was
here.
At. We was fine where we was. They was lazy. They didn't want to do the work they damn self.
Well, they couldn't do the work. They couldn't survive. You have to understand something.
Huh?
Survived the first winter if it hadn't been for the Indians. And then
exactly.
what they did to show the Indians appreciation, they committed the first act of germ warfare when they gave the Indians blankets infested with
complete
smallpox.
Genocide.
That's not something I heard. That's what was told to me in my military class. They said the first act of germ warfare was when the Pilgrims gave the Indians blankets that were infested with smallpox to thank them for helping them survive the first winter.
Oh my God!
Well, what we dealing
well,
with?
Well. Y'all, we have our producer, Karima Ali, who would like to say a few words.
We're saying that.
Karima. We are going to bring Karima in.
Go ahead.
Allow her to speak because we only have about 8 more minutes.
Okay.
Karima.
Yeah, Mario was supposed to do it, but he done turned into the other.
I'm on some other stuff tonight. I'm sorry, I just can't get it together. Okay? Y'all pray for me, cause I just blow the fuse over here for real.
Okay, so I want to thank you guys for supporting the radio station and the radio show, and God has answered prayers. So, but I want to know is that we signed a 1-year agreement with WATD AM 1420 to be on every Tuesday night from 8 to 10 for a whole year. So that's the beginning of us streaming live. That would take us into another market. Into syndication, I would say, because we are on Spreaker, Radio Loyalty, Blog Talk, and our own stream. So that gets us in 5 markets so far. So I want to thank you guys for, helping drive the engine here. So that'll be starting November 22nd. Excuse me, that'll be starting November 22nd. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10, right on Rockbridge Road, in the studio from 8 to 10. So,
I can't come there.
You can call. You can still call in.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. I got a question as it relates to that. When you say we, who do you mean?
Yeah.
All of y'all. Everybody. All our listeners. All of our show hosts, everybody that's a part of our WAMR family.
This is the content that made all of this possible.
Yeah,
okay.
Because
the content has to be reviewed. The content has to be reviewed before they can even give us the green light to go. It's like, okay, let's listen to a couple of your shows.
Right.
So, I mean, we might be having a moment now, but most of the time we're pretty professional.
Yeah.
I hope you don't listen to this show. We might not be able to go on it, but I'm just saying.
You may have to start the editing thing.
Oh boy. Stop saying. Let me shut my mouth. I'm too outspoken.
Well, that is good news, and that's wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Wonderful, wonderful. I don't know if I'm being congratulated or if I should say congratulations, but either way, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Y'all, we down we're down to about 5 minutes, and Karima has dropped this bombshell. I wanted to, for the last few minutes, kind of bring us back to a place where everybody knows that I am very spiritual, and I do not hide that. I do feel that even though we have had disappointment in this election, I believe all things are for the good. And I think the good is that the people of God will come together. We will stop being complacent. We will stop being accepting of things the way they have been. And we will stand up and take our rightful place. Now, mind you, I believe these are the seeds that are planted. We may never get to see the full fruition of that, because sometimes it's only our job to plant the seed. So I want to, I know this is going to sound crazy to some of y'all, but I actually want to thank Donald Trump for waking up many more people than he realized. See, because he started something he didn't know he was starting.
I honestly don't think he's as racist as people think he is. I honestly don't. I think a whole lot of that was an act. I think he used those poor white trailer trash people to get to the presidency. I really think he did.
But
they bought into it.
Ain't Omarosa his best friend?
Ain't she his best friend? She's anybody's best friend for money.
When he was thanking everybody on the stage, he thanked everybody but Omarosa. You know
that? He sure did. He sure did.
She got paid. She got compensated. So he's not going to take her.
Yeah.
She sold her soul to the devil. She sold her soul to the devil.
Exactly.
You know?
The second part of the show was supposed to be dedicated to soulmates, so we didn't make it, so.
Well, we'll get there.
There is no second part.
That's your fault.
No. That ain't my fault, Jack. That is not my fault. That's all we got. So I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the show as well. Don't blame me for nothing. I wasn't blaming you. Y'all show up next week on the show. Y'all got about 1 minute to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Black Coffee.
Hey, I want everybody to know I started a GoFundMe fund for DC Sniper. I want to get him out of jail.
Next level, you calm down a little bit.
Hey,
can y'all calm next level down?
I'm good.
I'm going shooting
in the morning. I'm gonna be all right.
There you go.
My job is to hide the blood, not to calm it down.
Yeah. I'm going shooting in the morning. I'll be okay.
There you go.
Listening to the Black Coffee Show with your host, Black Coffee, and your co-host, me, The Next Level, on WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio. We're coming to you every Friday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we'll be keeping you up to date on current events and love and relationships. No chasers, no fillers. This is definitely classy grown folks radio, y'all. So tune in, or if you want to get involved with the conversation or just listen, call in at 516-387-1251. Black coffee, y'all. So sweet, she don't even need me.